The portion of God's Word to which we draw our attention this morning is taken from John's Gospel, the 21st chapter, beginning at verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." This is the text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are the words. Make us holy through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Be seated. This morning we're going to start off with a fill-in-the-blank multiple-choice question. You ready? St. Peter was, all right, and here are your choices. A, the first pope. B, a really bad fisherman. C, an introvert. Or D, someone who needed to hear some words of comfort from Jesus. Okay, you have your choice in mind? Let's talk through those answers. Was Peter A, the first pope? Well, just because the Roman Catholic Church says he was doesn't mean that's the case. Was Peter, B, a bad fisherman? Well, there's nothing in Scripture really to indicate such, and after all, he did make his living that way. Was Peter, C, an introvert? Not unless we want to redefine introvert. So that leaves D, someone who needed to hear some words of comfort from Jesus. Now, if that's the case, then what do we do with this text before us? When Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" It seems, at least from appearances of this text, that Jesus needed to put Peter in his place. Now, before you think that all Jesus wanted to do here was to make Peter feel bad, let's put this episode in context. This conversation between Jesus and Peter takes place on the beach where Jesus was making another post-resurrection appearance to some of his disciples, seven of them in this case. These seven disciples had been out all night fishing, somewhat unsuccessfully as it turns out, and Jesus from the shore tells them to put down the nets one more time, and they do. And the catch of fish is so huge that they can barely haul it in. And when they recognize that it's Jesus on the shore, Peter leaps into the water to swim to the shore. He wanted to get there as quickly as possible. And when they get there, they see that Jesus has breakfast all prepared for them. And it's after breakfast then that this conversation between Jesus and Peter takes place. Jesus needed to know that Peter was sorry, you see. Sorry for what? Well, for denying even that he knew Jesus three times. Do you remember what Jesus had said that Peter was going to do after Jesus was handed over into the hands of the authorities? He told Peter he was going to deny him three times. And what did Peter do? He denied him three times. And so Jesus had to ask him if indeed he loved him three times. It's not a pleasant thing to have our shortcomings, our mistakes, our sins pointed out, is it? Well, maybe not a pleasant thing is somewhat of an understatement. Unless you have some sort of masochistic tendencies, you don't like to have someone tell you that you've really messed up, that you've made a mistake, that you have let someone down. Do you really enjoy knowing that that when you see someone's face just melt in tears, that it was your fault? That it was your words of venom that caused that reaction? And it's even worse when we realize that when we sin, we're not just letting someone else down many times. We're definitely letting God himself down. Remember what Peter did after he had denied Jesus for the third time. And from across the courtyard, it says that Jesus looked straight at Peter. Imagine the depth of despair to which Peter sank in that moment. Luke tells us in his gospel that Peter went out and wept bitterly. It hurts. It hurts to find out that you have sinned, that you have messed up. But it's a necessary thing to know that you've done wrong. If we were never confronted with our sins, with our mistakes, then we wouldn't know what those sins bring, that they actually bring to us punishment, eternal punishment in hell. If we never knew about our sins, we wouldn't know that we needed to be rescued from that punishment. So it was fitting for Jesus to have to put Peter in his place to find out what Peter really thought about his Lord. And Peter responded in the right way by saying he loved Jesus. He expressed that love for Jesus and his devotion to Jesus each time that he asked. You see, Peter had witnessed what Jesus had done, that he had lived a perfect life, that he had died a terrible death. Even though Peter denied him, that life and that death were for him. He had the forgiveness and the peace that Jesus won for him through his work, and so he was able to love Jesus in return. So also, in the same way, we have received that peace and that forgiveness from Jesus and are able to love Jesus in return. Well, Jesus wasn't quite finished with Peter. Being assured of Peter's devotion, Jesus also had to put Peter in his place so that Peter would know what Jesus wanted him to do. Now, this Bible passage many times is referred to as the restoration of Peter. And in some ways, I think that's a misnomer, because really, Jesus was giving Peter a new task, new work to do. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. These commands of Jesus made it very clear that Peter had important work to do. All those people that Jesus had lived and died for, all those precious sheep, well, Peter was to make sure that they had the spiritual strength, the spiritual sustenance to keep going. And that spiritual strength would come through the gospel itself, through the word of God. All of those sheep for whom Jesus had sacrificed himself, well, Peter was to take care of them as they traveled through this life, this terrible and dangerous life in which the devil and his minions are constantly on the prowl. It wasn't easy work that Jesus was assigning to Peter. We see that as we read in the book of Acts how Peter went out and preached and taught and was beaten and was imprisoned, all for the sake of taking care of Jesus' sheep. And right after this text that we're looking at, Jesus also told Peter something else that was going to take place, that indeed happened, that Peter would lose his life for the sake of the work that Jesus gave him. Now, we look at what Peter went through for the sake of preaching the gospel, and we could also say for John, for Stephen, for James, for Paul. And perhaps we feel we have it pretty good. Oh, sure, we have the Great Commission, the commission from our Lord to go and make disciples of all nations. And as we carry that out, as we spread that word of love and forgiveness to the people around us and to people all over the world, we realize, yes, it is a challenge. It's not easy work. We struggle to be motivated to share God's love, even with the people closest to us. We get frustrated when we do open up about our relationship with our Savior and we're called weak or unintelligent. While we may never feel that our lives are in danger for what we believe, for what we proclaim. We have a challenge in front of us to serve our Lord as the best witnesses that we can be. So what are we to do? Listen to Jesus as Peter did. When Jesus asks you, "Do you love me?" and you respond by saying, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Know that that love you have for your Savior is possible only because of his love for you. You are one of the precious sheep for whom Jesus lived and died to give you the forgiveness of your sins. You are one of those precious lambs for whom Jesus rose from the dead to guarantee your eternal life. Your place is the same as Peter's place in heaven with your loving Savior. Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Good Shepherd, you cared for us, your sheep, so much that you laid down your life to protect us from sin, death, and the devil. Forgive us for all the times we take your sacrifice for granted. Give us confidence to reach out with your message of love and forgiveness to those around us so that they also may rest confidently in your protection. Bless all those affected by the various tragedies that have taken place in our country this week. Assure them of your providence and your presence. In your precious name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.